We're in studio today with the wonderful folks from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Marketing Director Amy Morris, and Compliance Officer and Anti-Money Laundering Specialist, Misty Basinger. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We are talking about something that is truly very important when it comes to your money and your safety, when it comes to your identity, scams. It's really just... It's everywhere for the last several years, as far back as you can remember, just with the age of the internet, people hiding behind walls where you can't see them, and scamming you out of your money. You have taken every precaution possible at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union to make these big moves happen. Amy, tell us what you've done at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union and why you're here today.
Scams and fraud are so prevalent now, and it's something that our employees fight every day at the credit union. They're constantly fighting to protect our members from fraud and from scams, and Misty is on the front lines of that fight every day, and it just got to the point where she came to me and said, you know, look, we need to work together. We've got to do something. We've got to go further than what we're doing. So after brainstorming a little bit, she and I decided to create this fraud fighters kind of group at the credit union. And so we have done things like reach out. I've sent tens of thousands of emails to people in our area, warning them of scams and fraud, telling them how to protect themselves. We're going to send a mailer. We've set up an email address where people can reach out to us. We want to visit local groups, community groups, church groups, school groups, you know, PTA parent groups, anything, to talk about fraud. That's what we need to do. We need to talk about it, and then we need those people to talk about it, because prevention in fraud and in scam prevention is education. And that's really the only way to prevent fraud and to prevent people from becoming victims themselves.
Absolutely. Misty, what do you say when it comes to an imposter scam? You said that before we came on here that is one of the most prevalent types of scam that you can interact with. You say you have four signs of what to be paying attention for.
Yeah, so I have four signs, and... first, let me say, though, in 2023, that's the latest data that we have as a whole look at it. In 2023, people lost over $10 billion to scams. That's billion with a B. One in four people reported losing money, and the average person lost $500. Now, some of that is significantly more. I mean, some people lost thousands and thousands and thousands. Some people might have lost 20. So, you know, 500 is kind of the average of the one in four. But imposter scams remained at the top of the types of fraud that were reported in 2023. Now, let me also say, reported is the key word, because it is believed that it is grossly underreported. People are embarrassed that they've been scammed and they don't want to tell anybody. Sometimes a scammer will threaten a person and they will be scared to tell anybody what's happened. So it's definitely believed to be an underreported number. But back to the four signs that it's a scam. Scammers in an imposter scam situation are going to pretend to be from an organization that you might know. So like Social Security Administration, or the IRS, Medicare, the utility company, the tech support of a company that you use, a charity or a credit union or a bank. They also can use technology to change the number that they appear to be calling from. So the caller ID may look like the same number as a number that you're already familiar with. Number two, scammers are going to tell you that there's a problem or a prize. So problems that they may talk about, you missed jury duty. This is a really big one right now.
Yes.
A lot of people are falling prey to this type of scam. Someone calls, they say that they're from the sheriff's office or from the court, and that you've missed jury duty and you have to pay immediately, or the fine is going to increase, or there's a warrant out for your arrest and you'll go to jail. Mm-hmm. And
that's crazy.
They don't want you to hang up.
Yeah.
That seems to be the common thread with this one. They don't want you to hang up and be able to check their story. So they will encourage you to stay on the line and tell you that if you drop this call and call me back, the offer's off the table and you'll just go to jail.
Wow.
I've even heard of them having someone else in the room who will get on the line and pretend to be from the sheriff's office or
That's a big act to, I mean, that's very choreographed.
And they're really good actors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Another type of problem they may say is that you owe money for some reason. Someone in your family has had an emergency and needs some financial assistance very quickly. They also may say, if they're a tech support person or, you know, claiming to be a tech support person, they'll tell you that there's a virus on your computer and they need access to your computer to remote in. And once they remote in, they can really take control. In a situation like that, typically they will put ransomware on your computer, and at that point, it's pretty difficult to get it back unless you pay money.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's really unbelievable. I mean, the things that you're telling me here that you're talking about just seem, you know, for people who are in the space in finance like you and in, you know, media like me, we look at this and we say, oh my gosh, that's a scam. I can spot it from a mile away. But for the average person, they don't really think about it.
Right.
And especially for maybe our older adults that might not be as technologically prone to understanding how it works, they, I'm sure, as research has shown, are going to be more victimized than others. So, I mean, you have to make sure that, you know, we're looking out for them, and that's what we're doing and having this conversation and what you've been doing at CUSA Pines. What other tips do you have?
So a scammer may also pretend to be from your financial institution, and of course, like I said before, can spoof the phone number, make it look like they're actually calling from your financial institution, and they'll tell you that there's a problem with one of your accounts, and then they start to ask for personal information like your account number or your social security number. And what I want to say to that is, if you already have a bank account somewhere, that institution already has your account number. They already have your social security number. So if they're calling you and asking you for that type of information, that's a big red flag. Now, you know, when you call in to the financial institution, they are going to, of course, take steps to verify your identity before they give you any information. But if we're calling you, chances are we may ask for the last four of your social security number. We may ask for the last four of your account number, just so that we know that we're speaking to the right person.
Sure.
But we already have the full information, so we're not going to need that from you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Also, they may tell you that you've won a prize. You've won something in a sweepstakes or a lottery. But the catch with that is they want you to pay a fine to get the money or to get the item.
Maybe processing fees, shipping fees, postage fees, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, we've got to be looking at this, you know, through very objective lenses when it comes to who is calling and why they may be calling, for sure. We're going to continue the conversation as we continue here this morning in terms of how you can avoid some of these things, what to look for, more of that. We're going to break that down here coming up here in a few minutes. We're continuing the conversation with our friends from CUSA Pines Federal Credit Union, Amy Morris, Misty Basinger. We have been talking about fraud this morning and what you can do to avoid it, how to tell if you have been a victim of that. And earlier we talked about two items in terms of the signs of imposter scams. We're going to examine three and four here. But first, before we get into that, Amy, when it comes to what people need to do, you've set up an email, and how do they get in touch?
All they need to do is email fraudfighters, fraud is F-R-A-U-D, fighters at CusaPinesFCU.org. Fraudfighters at CusaPinesFCU.org. If they have any questions about something that happened or about fraud or scams, if they think that they may be being scammed or that someone's attempted fraud against them, or if they want to schedule visitors from the credit union to come out and talk to their community group, school group, parent group, that kind of thing, just email us at fraudfighters at CusaPinesFCU.org and we'll get you taken care of.
There you have it. Okay, perfect. So Misty, let's go back through, recap one and two briefly, quickly, and then we'll move on to three and four.
Okay, so the first sign I went over, scammers pretend to be from an organization that you know. You're going to be familiar sort of with the person that is calling you. And then scammers are going to tell you that there's a problem or a prize.
Yes.
All right. So just be mindful that that, you know, it's not normal if they call you.
Yeah.
What's three and four?
Okay, so sign number three, scammers are going to pressure you to act immediately. They don't want you to have time to think about what they're telling you and think logically. They want to pressure you into making a decision immediately.
Catch you on your toes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
They may pressure you to stay on the phone with them so that you can't check their story.
Mm-hmm.
And then they may threaten to arrest you or sue you or take away your driver's license or your business license.
Put you in jail.
Put you in jail, yeah.
Sure.
But it's a pressure thing. It's an urgency that they are going to want you to operate under at that point.
Yeah.
And then the fourth sign, scammers will tell you to pay in a specific way.
Okay.
So sometimes that's cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin. And I don't know if you know, but there are ATMs that allow you to deposit cash and purchase cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And once it goes into that Bitcoin ATM, there is just anonymity.
Yeah.
You don't know where the money has gone, and there is no way to get that back at that point.
Wow.
They may want you to wire money. They may want you to purchase money orders, Western Union, and use a payment app or gift cards, and then even cash. So not just to do the Bitcoin thing, but I know of a situation where a gentleman mailed $9,000 to a place in New York. That and you know, he had been scammed, and it was one of those things where he was pressured to act immediately, and he went and put it in a box and mailed it to New York.
Mm-hmm. It's so unfortunate because you think about that. I mean, this could drain somebody's entire savings.
Yeah,
that's so unfortunate, and there's no way, like you said, to get it back because it's cash. Why is this so important to Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union to do this?
You know, we have seen with our members, we have seen people be scammed. We've seen people, and it just brings tears to my eyes, we've seen people lose their life savings, their education savings. We've seen elders, seniors lose their money and then have to rely on Social Security only. I personally, years ago, saw someone even lose their home. They even signed their home over to someone. And, you know, it's the scammers, it's an entire industry now. They're professionals. They know what they're doing. If it's that difficult for your local banks and credit unions to keep up with, and when I say local, I'm talking about even your national banks, you know, this is something that we deal with constantly. And we feel like we need to get out there as much as we can. We need to educate as much as we can because we want to prevent people from becoming victims themselves.
Yeah, and it's admirable that you're doing that for sure. And the tips that you're providing and you're offering are very, very timely, I think, and very applicable to the conversation that we're having. We're continuing the conversation here, coming back in just a few minutes with our friends from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. We're continuing the conversation with our friends at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Marketing Director Miss Amy Morris, and Compliance Officer and Anti-Money Laundering Specialist Miss Misty Basinger. Try saying that one three times fast. Glad y'all are here. Thank you so much for being here, continuing this conversation about fraud. You have taken major steps at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union to create the fraud fighters. You be careful if it's something else will come out. The Fraud Fighters program to ensure safety with people's money. And in Misty, you've been talking about earlier, you know, some signs. But how do you avoid these scams? What are the best ways to really be shatterproof when it comes to making sure that your money is safe?
Yeah, so I would say the most important thing that you can do is be familiar with the common scams. Be educated, educate yourself, and allow others like Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union to educate you and let you know what we're seeing happen on the day-to-day basis. One way that you can stay familiar, keep up with it, you can sign up for email alerts at consumer.ftc.gov. That's the Federal Trade Commission. They send out alerts through email, and they're really great little tidbits of information and also kind of in-depth information about scams. For instance, last week I got an email from the FTC, and it was alerting about the jury duty scam. And so if you sign up for those emails, you just click the link and it takes you to their FTC website, and you're able to read all about that particular scam. Another one that I got last week, three ways to protect the personal information on your phone. So great tidbits of information, great advice, great instruction that they're giving the consumers. That they can go and find this information. So that's one way, is to be familiar, stay up to date. Another way that you can avoid, block unwanted calls and text messages on cell phones and home phones. The Do Not Call Registry is a great place to go to put your number in, and telemarketers are, they can't call you anymore. Also, protect your personal and financial information. So be careful what you share on social media. You know, people can find out a lot about you. And, you know, a lot of times if you're going to call into your financial institution, there may be, we're going to ask you a question. A common one that we try to move away from now is mother's maiden name.
Okay. Anybody on Facebook knows your mama's maiden name.
Yeah. That's interesting. Never thought about that.
Yeah. Or
your pet's name.
Sure.
Your favorite football team.
Yeah.
You know, those are things that a scammer can go to your social media profile and find out about you very, very easily.
Yeah.
So you're
going to be
careful.
Drilling down on different security questions.
Absolutely.
What was the mileage on your first car that you that you sold when you were 22 years old?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so protect that information. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you post.
Yeah.
Resist the pressure to act immediately. So what I always say is slow down and think it through. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to slow down, take a deep breath, and think logically. Because, like I said before, people prey on your inability to think logically when they're pressuring you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, know how scammers tell you to pay. So if you're not sure that this person is legitimate that you're speaking to, once you hear you're going to pay me with cryptocurrency, you're going to pay me with a wire, you're going to pay me through an app, let that be a sign to you. Avoid that scam, because those are big red flags. And the last one, stop and talk to somebody that you trust. This is a big one, because like I said in the first segment that we did, a lot of people are embarrassed and they don't want to talk about it. I had a lady that I helped one day, and she lost $14,000 in a scam. And when I was leaving her, the last thing I said was, you know, the very best thing that you can do for your family and friends is to talk about this with them and let them know what happened so that it doesn't happen to them. She said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
She said, I am so embarrassed that this has happened and there's no way I can tell anybody.
That's so sad.
It really is.
And it also isolates them, which could set them up to become a victim again. And, you know, if you don't share, you know, the information, then, you know, how are we going to protect others? You know, how are we going to protect our loved ones, our neighbors, our coworkers, our the people we go to church with or school with, you know, that kind of thing? You have to share. And there's no sense in being ashamed, because you heard Misty talk about how many people are victims, mm-hmm. you know, and that's just a small percentage of the people who are actually victims who don't right. report it. So there's no sense in being ashamed. And I think you'll find if you start talking about it, everybody mm-hmm. has a story. It happened to me at the doctor's office today. Mm-hmm. I told mm-hmm. them where I was coming to in the, you know, this morning, and immediately they were like, hey, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, Misty's right about that. You've got to share.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to continue the conversation here coming up in a few minutes. What to do if you think you have been scammed, besides talking to your friends and family about it, the actions, the appropriate actions to take. We'll break it all down here coming up in just a few minutes. We're talking about being scammed and how to make sure that you are not a victim. We're with our friends from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Miss Amy Morris, Miss Misty Basinger in studio. All right, we have covered most of the bases. We have talked about the signs to look for. We have talked about how to avoid, if possible, being scammed, a victim of fraud. Now, what to do if you have been a victim, if you just weren't able to get past those other steps, you've been scammed, what are the steps to take?
Yeah, so the first thing you're going to want to do is stop all contact with that person that you've been communicating with, whether it be through text or email or phone call. You want to stop that contact, and you don't want to continue any sort of relationship. Also, you're going to want to tell someone. You know, we talked about earlier, you don't want to, people get embarrassed and they don't want to talk to their loved ones about it, but it's really important to tell someone, especially your financial institution. If you feel like you've been scammed, you need to call your financial institution, because chances are, you know, maybe a social security number was given or an account number was given. And so you want to give your financial institution a chance to lock your account down tight and prevent any access that they may be able to gain through the credentials that they have found in their communications with you. And the last thing you want to do, you're going to want to report it. So you can go to ic3.gov, and that's the FBI's website. And you just fill out an online form that gives the feds all the information that they need to be able to investigate what's gone on. And also you can report it at reportfraud.ftc.gov, and that's again the Federal Trade Commission's website. That's where we gathered our statistical data today. They compound all of the information into reports at the end of the year, and they're able to give stats on all different types of fraud and how much money was lost. And so reporting that is very, very important.
And just to recap those really quick, those links, the reporting of fraud, reportfraud.ftc.gov, that is the Federal Trade Commission. And then the IC3 is the Internet Crime Complaint Center,
yeah.
Part of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And it's the letter I, the letter C, yes. and the number 3,
yes.
IC3.gov.
Yes, yes, that is correct. Yeah, so these are reputable places. These are not these are not scams. We're going to tell you, hey, go tell these people. This is legitimate. These are legitimate places to go and file those complaints and those reports.
And sometimes it is going to be necessary for you to file a police report as well.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah, that's a good point. I know that y'all see a lot of this, you know, happen in your world. We've been talking a little bit off air about that. You know, it's heartbreaking that you see, and you're having to deal with members that are that have been victims of this. And so your actions are admirable in terms of creating the Fraud Fighters Program. What can people do at specifically at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union if they have a problem or if they want to know more?
If you want to know more, I want to throw out there, you can always watch our social media, look at our website, CoosaPinesFCU.org. If you click on resources, there's a link called Fraud Protection. It goes straight. It's on our site, so you're not linking to another site. And I actually run that, and I post all kinds of articles on fraud protection out there, information, helpful links, helpful phone numbers, that kind of thing. But you can also email us. Misty and I both get these emails, and you can email us at fraudfighters@coosapinesfcu.org. And fraud is FRAUD, fighters@coosapinesfcu.org. And you reach out to us anytime. If you have a question about fraud, if you think you may be scammed or a loved one or a friend may be scammed or something's going on, you know, you just kind of want to get our input on. Or if you'd like some of us to come out and talk to you and your group. You know, I mentioned all these other groups, but I didn't think about it. You know, we've also talked about going into break rooms. You know, if your industry or business, if you have people who go into a break room to have a meeting, a staff meeting, or on their breaks or something, and you want us to be available to talk to them about this stuff, email us at fraudfighters@coosapinesfcu.org, and we'll get you taken care of. We'll get you set up.
That's awesome. Misty Basinger, Amy Morris, thank you so much for being here from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you
Y'all
so
have
much.
A great day.
Thank you.